You're listening to a WebYeshiva.org podcast. Visit www.webyeshiva.org to take part in our fully interactive online yeshiva. Visit blog.webyeshiva.org for more free downloadable Torah content.
Hello, this is Ilana Goldstein-Sachs of Web Yeshiva with this week's Tehillim podcast. This week's parasha is Parashat Chukat, in which, among other things, we read about the story of Mei Meriva, the second famous story of a stone in the desert giving forth water for the people. The first story, of course, being the story in Parashat B'Shalach, where we find a very similar yet significantly not identical story. In connection with this theme, from the parasha, I'd like to take a look at a small part of Mizmor Ayin Chet. Mizmor Ayin Chet reviews many of the events of the history, the early history of Bnei Israel, with the goal of reminding the nation, right, reminding Am Yisrael, of the great miracles that were done for Bnei Israel in the past, as well as a warning that we not act as Bnei Israel did back then, right? We're constantly rebelling against God, despite of all of the miracles and the kindnesses done for them. As it says in Pasuk, Psukim Vav Adchet, in the Mizmor, Leman Yedu Dor Acharon Banim Yivaldu Yakumu V'Yisapru Livnehem. Right, it's important to tell these stories so that the next generation will know. V'lo Yiyu Kavotam Dor Sorer Omored Dor Lo Echin Libo V'lo Ne'emana Et El Rucho. Right, so that they won't be a rebellious group of people the way that their forefathers were. Right, so in other words, learn history so that you can learn from history. One of the things recounted in the Mizmor, in Mizmor Ayin Chet, is Hashem's providing water from the rock in the desert, as found in this week's parsha. So I would like to take a look at the description of that event in the Mizmor, in Mizmor Ayin Chet, to see how it is described. So the description is found first in Psukim Tetvav Tetzayin. Yivakat surim bamidbar, vayashk ketehamot rabba, vayotze nozlim misala, vayored kinaharot maim. He split rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink as if from the great deep. He brought forth streams from a rock and made them flow down like a river. The first thing that one notices about this description is the abundance of water, right, which is described as coming out of the rock. This aspect of the miracle appears in the account in the Torah as well, although perhaps in a somewhat less emphasized manner. Right, it's not the main point that we read about in the story. Right, in the story in Parashat Chukat, this week's parasha, it simply says, "Veitzu ma'im rabim v'tesh ta'idah ubiram." Right, a lot of water came out of the rock, and the people and the animals drank. The difference between the two, between the Mizmor in Tehillim and the story in the Torah, might be accounted for by the fact that Tehillim is poetry, and therefore the language is more flowery. A closer, although still somewhat less flowery description, might be found in the story in Parashat B'Shalach. Right there, we're told that the people were encamped in Rifidim, right, which was a place near, although not at, Har Sinai. They don't have water. And Hashem says to Moshe, avor lifnei ha'am v'kach itcha mizikne Yisrael u'matcha asher hikita bo ta'yor, go with the zkinim, with the elders, and take with you the rod, the staff that you with which you had hit the yor. Right, hineni omed lefanecha sham al hatzur b'chorev. Right, I, Hashem, will be there at the rock b'chorev. Chorev, of course, being Har Sinai. V'hikita v'atzur v'yetzu mimenu ma'im v'shata ha'am. Right, hit the rock, and water will come out of it, and everyone will drink. So the Ramban points out that if the people were encamped in Rifidim and Moshe was hitting the rock on Har Sinai, that means that what happened was that Moshe was standing up on the mountain where this rock was. He hit the rock, and the water flowed all the way from Har Sinai to where they were in Rifidim, right? So again, the story does not emphasize it, but if you read the story closely, as the Ramban does, you see that there really was, like we have in Sefer Tehillim, in Mizmor Ayin Chet, a river of sorts flowing from Har Sinai to the people people in Rephidim. So firstly, right, we see in our Mizmor that in the Mizmor, there's the emphasis of the great amount of water that the people were given. Right? It was not a trickle. It wasn't just enough to wet their whistle, right, to stop their grumbling, but it was a whole abundance of water, a whole lot of water. This description, by the way, is also found in other places, such as Mizmor Kufhei, right, a different Mizmor Tehillim, where this miracle is recounted. In Pasuk Mem Aleph of that Mizmor, it says, Patach tzur vayazuvu maim, halchu batziot nahar. Right, he opened up the rock and water flowed out. And the second half of the pasuk is more complicated. Halchu batziot nahar. The pshat of the pasuk seems to say, right, that the water came from the rock and flowed like a nahar. Right, halchu. Right. That's what it seems to be. That the water flowed out of the rock like a river. There's a midrash that picks up on a difficulty with this pshat, which is that it says halchu batziot nahar, which you would translate as flowed in the desert, Siya being a dry place, a desert. The problem being, of course, that halchu is plural, right? They went, and nahar is singular, right? So it's difficult to say that the nahar went, meaning flowed, in plural, because nahar is singular. Now, it's possible, right, and some commentaries do explain it this way, that halchu refers back to the mayim in the first part, right? Mayim, of course, in Hebrew, water is plural in Hebrew, right? So the water flowed like a river, kanahar, right? Problem solved. The midrash offers a more colorful alternative, right? And says that halchu refers to Bnei Israel, that Bnei Israel walked or traveled. Tziot, the midrash understands, not as dry lands, not as desert, but as boats, which is another possible interpretation of that word. So the verse means, they, Bnei Israel, traveled by riverboats, basically. So the way the Midrash understands the Pasuk is that Bnei Israel were forced to travel by riverboats because of the abundance of the water that came out of the rock. Pshat, maybe, maybe not, right? But it does drive home the point of the pshat, right, which is that we're talking about a lot of water, right? The same thing that we saw emphasized in our Mizmor Ayin Chet. Now, you might have noticed that it is not clear which story in the Torah, our Mizmor is referring to, right? Is it the story about Bishalach, or is the one Chukat, or more likely it is both, right? You might have noticed that it says Tsurim, right? Rocks in the plural, right? So that what is being referred to here is not one specific story, but about all the times in the desert when water was provided. The Mizmor seems to be making the point that this is how it worked in the desert, not just once, maybe not even just twice, but that an abundance of water was available to them when they needed it. And this, of course, is picked up by many midrashim as well, which say that the Be'er Miriam, the well of Miriam, followed them around in the desert. With the image of the flowing river, right, that we see in our Mizmor, right, that out of the rock flowed a large river, which we also saw, hinted to in the Torah itself. This image of the well of Miriam following them around the desert becomes somewhat less cartoon-like and more real, right, more of an actual possibility. Another midrash that describes that idea, that image, is connected to another story in our parasha, right? A little bit after the story where the water comes out from the rock, we have another story of water. And here it says that Bnei Israel came upon a be'er, right? This is in Bamidbar Perek Kaf Aleph, right? The next Perek. It says that they came across a be'er, And after drinking from the Be'er, they sing a song to the Be'er. In Pasuk Yud Zayin, Az Yashir Yisrael, Et Ashira Hazot, Ali Be'er Anula, Be'er Chafaru Asarim, Karu Anidivya Am Bimchokek, Bimishanotam, Umi Midbar Matana, Mitana Nachliel, Minachliel Bamot, Umi Bamot Hagai Asher Bistei Moav, Rosh HaPiskah V'Nishkafal Pnei Yishimon. Right, the first part of what I just read is the song that Bnei Yisrael sang. The second part, it seems, is a continuation of a description of where Bnei Yisrael traveled after they sang this song. However, in the Midrash, the two things are connected. So, for example, in the Keter Yonatan, which I'm not going to read it right now, but in the Keter Yonatan, sorry, not the Keter Yonatan, the Targum Yonatan, which is translated into Hebrew, which maybe I'll read parts of for you. The Keter Yonatan is the Hebrew translation of the Targum Yonatan. In the Targum Yonatan, this last part, which connects between the song and the subsequent places where Bnei Yisrael traveled, the Targum sees it as a description of the water following Bnei Yisrael from the Be'er that they found through different stations in the desert. Again, I don't think I'm going to take the time right now to read the Targum or the translation of the Targum into Hebrew, but I highly recommend that you look at it, right, how it describes the river, the flow of the water which followed them, the Be'er of Miriam which followed them from that well into the other places, right? So that we see that in yet another water story, right, even certainly with the Targum and the Midrash found in the Targum, but even in the Pshat of the story, we see another water story, right? One which is refreshingly without the lack of water and its accompanying fetch that we see in most of the other stories. And that story lends a feeling that there was more water available for the people than they would have let us believe, right? That because of all the stories of Bnei Yisrael complaining about the lack of water, the feeling is that they were constantly without water. This story, which is almost like stuck in, people sometimes like overlook the story almost. The story tells us that there was this abundance of water that just sometimes was there for them. And again, this is emphasized and played up by the Midrashim, which have it following Bnei Yisrael around. Another interesting aspect of the miracle of the water coming out from the rock that emerges from the description of the Mizmor is found when one sees the description of that miracle in the context of the rest of the descriptions in the Mizmor. So we'll start with Pasuk Yud Bet. Neged Avotam Asa Fele Be'eretz Mitzrayim Steitzoan. Right, it starts with the miracles of Mitzrayim, the great things that Hashem did for Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim. Pasuk Yud Gimel Baka Yam Vayavirem Vayatzev Mayim Kemoned. Right, Pasuk Yud Gimel Kriyat Yam Suf. Right, he split the sea, Baka Yam. He passed them through, and made the water stand like a wall. Vayanchem Pasuk Yud Dalad. Vayanchem ba'anan yomam v'chol ha'layla ba'or esh. Right, this is the Amud Anan, the Amud Esh, the pillar of cloud and fire which led Bnei Yisrael in the desert. Next, Tedvav Tedzayin is the description of our rock with the flowing water. The next pasuk afterwards, Yudzayin v'yosifu od lachtol lo lamrot elyon b'tziyah. Right, they continued to rebel, to sin against Hashem in the desert. Vayinasu el b'levavam lish'al ochel l'nafsham. Right, they continued to test God in their hearts and to ask for food. Vayidabru be'Elohim amru hayuchal el la'aroch shulchan b'midbar. Is it possible that Hashem would, you know, would it be possible for Hashem to set a table for us in the desert? Hen hi katzur vayazuvu mayim unechalim yishtofu. Right? True! Yes, we see that Hashem provided us with a flowing river of water. Hagam lachem yuchal atet im yachin she'er lachmo, le'amo. Right? Yes, he gave us water, but let's see if he can also provide us with more food. Right? And then it goes on to say that Hashem gets angry at them because of their lack of belief. Of course, as we already knew, the water coming out of the rock was not the only miracle in the desert, and needs to be seen within the context of the other miracles. It is interesting that in addition to being put in the context of the man and the slav, other things that were given for sustenance in the desert, the description of the water coming from the rock is first, the first context we see it in is in the context of Kriyat Yam Suf. Right? And this is emphasized by the use of language as well as the description itself. The same verb, baka, right, bet, kuf, ayin, is used for both miracles, right? The splitting of the sea to lead the people through, and the splitting of the rock to let the water out. Now, interestingly, the juxtaposition of these two miracles shows them as remarkably parallel. In one, Hashem splits the sea and leads the people through. In the other, it's the opposite. Hashem makes water flow where there was no water before. And this image is made even greater, right? That the contrast of these two images is made even greater if you recall the Midrash on Mizmor Kufhei, that Bnei Israel were forced to travel by boat through this river of water that emerged from the rock because there was so much water, right? So it's really the opposite of Kriyat Yam Suf. In Kriyat Yam Suf, they walk on the dry land because the water was removed, and in the miracle of the water coming from the rock, there's so much water that they are basically traveling through the water. So on one level, this simply shows Hashem's ability to do davar v'hipucho, right? He's able to do miracles in both directions, right? Emphasizing his power. On a different level, however, this emphasis, the emphasis is that Hashem has everything covered, right? In terms of what Bnei Israel were going through in the desert. Whatever the situation, right, whatever they were coming up against, too much water, too little water, right, he could take care of it, and he did take care of it, right. So this shows not only his power but his kindness, right. And it is this theme, right, the idea that Hashem really took care of everything for them in the desert, which seems to fit the rest of the context of the Mizmor. After receiving this abundance of water, which we've already described in depth. What is Bnei Israel's reaction in the Mizmor? The reaction is, right, as we already saw, right? He did that, right? They recognize, they acknowledge that he gave them a lot of water. But then what do they say? Well, let's see if he can do even better. When we read the stories in the Midbar, in the Torah, we tend to see in those stories the lack of Bnei Israel's bitachon. Right? Like, how could it be, we said, that they experienced all those miracles? They saw the Makot, and they saw Hashem split the sea, right? They experienced all these miracles in the past, but the minute there's a problem, they seem to forget that Hashem has helped them in the past and think that there's no way out of the problem. In this Mizmor, there's a slightly different emphasis. Not so much the lack of faith, although that probably comes up as well, but a lack of gratitude, right? A sort of ironic inverse song of Dayenu, right, which we sing on Leil HaSeder, right? Instead of consistently saying, right, that even if Hashem had stopped at the first or the second or even the third miracle, that would have been enough, right? Each stage would have been enough because each miracle was so great, right? We see in this Mizmor that for Bnei Israel it was never enough. Right? He did all of the miracles, it wasn't in Egypt, that wasn't enough. He split the sea, that wasn't enough. He did the opposite of splitting the sea. He gave them more water than they could imagine. And the reaction is, well, let's see if he can do even better. Right? Each stage, they expect more and more and more. So it seems that the message of the Mizmor, right, which again, it's only a subtle difference, but it adds just ever so slightly, an ever so slightly different message, is that in order for Am Yisrael not to transgress in the manner of their forefathers, not to repeat the mistake that was done in the past, not only is faith in order, but also a large measure of gratitude, and also to learn to be content with all of the great things that they already have. Shabbat shalom u'mevorach.